Hey, welcome to It's Just Life with mother-daughter combo Karen and Gia. In this podcast, we'll chat about the ups and downs of life here on planet Earth. Come along for the ride.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to It's Just Life. This is Karen, and I'm glad you're joining us here for episode number 12 of the podcast.
Hey, guys. Welcome. I'm Gia, and I'm Karen's daughter, and we're so excited and happy to have you listening in on the podcast today. Today, I want to introduce our topic, which is something I know we've all dealt with, and that is the issue of control. How we want to have it, how we feel like we don't, and what to do about that. And even in recording this very podcast, we've been dealing with some issues over control. We've been having insane amounts of technical difficulties, and we have no control over it, and it's so frustrating. But in those moments, I think it's not worth wasting the energy continuing to fight it or feel bad about it. We sometimes have to just surrender and let go.
Yeah, so true. And there's nothing like technical difficulties to remind you how little control you actually have over certain things.
Yep, exactly. And I think this topic came up for us because we were both talking about how we have certain like career goals and things we wanted to accomplish. And this spring, we both were kind of just not able to meet certain goals we had set or achieve certain things we wanted. And now, in the spring, things are just kind of unfolding for us really easily, things that we've been wanting to do. And suddenly the energy is here for us, the inspiration is here, and it feels like the timing is right. And so we both were reflecting on, that's so interesting that we just don't have control over the timing of things. And when we want something, we want it now, usually. And it's so hard to have a desire and to see yourself accomplishing something in the future, but not knowing when that timing will be and not being able to control that.
Yeah, and I think it's hard when, at least for the two of us, we each felt divinely inspired to do the projects that we were working on. And both had a great deal of excitement and energy about the projects. But the reason they couldn't be completed at that time, I guess, is simply that it wasn't the right time, because those things are falling in place now, several months later. And we had to learn how to let go of our own desire to force things to happen before their time and to try to bring it into fruition when it wasn't really ready yet.
Yeah, and I can say now, looking back on the past, that there have been things that I have not been ready for at the time when I dreamed of them. And, you know, I had to go through certain lessons and learn more about myself in order to be ready for whatever that achievement was. And looking back on it now, it seems like that does make sense. We just don't know it in the moment. What kind of lessons we're being prepared to learn, what kind of things are going on in the universe around us that need to happen and assimilate before the timing is right.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I think sometimes we can't see the big picture of everything, and that's where we get lost. We're looking at our small little picture of our to-do list and our day timer where we've planned everything out and set deadlines for ourselves. We can't see the bigger picture, so we have no idea how many other factors out there have to fall into place before what we're working on can actually happen.
Exactly. I know a lot of us out there, we know that we do have control over some things, and I always say that we can't really control what's going on around us, but we can always control what's going on within us, which means our reactions, our thoughts, and our feelings to what is happening around us. And so we have the ability to change our perspective within. That is the most control we ever have, is responding to our world around us, responding to the universe, and choosing how we will view things and how we will feel about things. And sometimes that's the hardest part, because we want external results and we don't want to deal with our feelings inside and letting go of our attachments.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. But I think we live in a world, and our society in particular, that's very attached to external accomplishments and goals. And so when we look around us, I mean, I see all kinds of courses and coaching about how to set goals and make sure you accomplish your goals, and how to create habits. And that's all great. It's all good because it's teaching us how to behave and how to act in the world in a responsible way. And yet it does seem to support the idea that we have more control than we really do. And those kinds of courses seem to push us in a direction of believing that if I just make this list, if I just set out these goals, then it will all happen. I can make this happen. And it fosters us forgetting the fact that the real control over how things unfold and take place is not in our hands.
Yeah. I mean, I know some people who are really goal-oriented, like, you know, let's say a personal trainer who's all about action equals results. Like, you have to work out this much, you have to lift this many weights in order to lose this much weight and eat this many calories. And it's all very like logical and in control. And I know business people as well who say, like, you have to get really specific with your plan and map out exactly how you're going to accomplish this business goal. And although sometimes it does work for people, I feel like maybe on a regular basis, those people are more stressed out because they're under the illusion of control, and they're going to be frustrated along the journey trying to get everything to work out according to their plan, when they might reach a certain amount of success, but it probably wasn't exactly how they pictured it in the beginning. And so maybe they do achieve a lot by having these goals, but I would say on a daily basis, they may experience more stress trying to control the situation. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I thought of an example of this. Just last week, I interviewed a couple, Bobby and Sarah Sheehan, who are filmmakers from New York City. They make documentary films. And so I was interviewing them about a film they made recently about death and dying. And Bobby told me that normally in the filmmaking industry, everything is very tightly scripted. Like, they know exactly where they're shooting, on what day, how long the interview will be, what the conversation is about. Like, they have everything like a schedule, and it's very tightly planned out, partly because it's so expensive to make films. They have to plan it in so much detail in advance before they start filming. But for this particular film, Bobby said each person they interviewed ended up suggesting that they interview someone else, and the film itself actually unfolded without them really having any idea what it would be like, because every single interview they did led them to the next thing, and they had no vision for it in advance. They didn't know. This time they just took their cameras and trusted and did the filming, and the film ended up being 1,000 times greater than it ever could have been if they had sat down and tried to script it, if they had just come from their own knowledge and their own heads and tried to create that very tight script the way they would normally do for a documentary. It would have limited the product that they created so much. And so that was a really great illustration of the idea of letting go of control in order to allow creativity to flourish.
Yes, I love that. That is such a good example of how there's a certain energy of the universe that we can get behind when we're in the flow, and that'll take us much farther than we would have on our own little generator of energy.
Yeah.
And having been, I've tasted both experiences of having my own personal power that I have tried to force through, you know, force things to happen, calling people, making plans, setting goals, achieving them. I'm, you know, a little fun fact about me is I'm an Aquarius on the cusp of Capricorn. My birthday is January 20th. So in the first part of my life, I very much expressed the Capricorn part of me that is goal-driven and step-by-step and very stubborn and rational and It just makes things happen, you know, little by little. And in my late 20s now, I am kind of exploring more of my Aquarian side, which is a lot more just like visionary, like spontaneous, and just going with the flow. And so having kind of experienced both, I know how much more fun it is, how much more inspiring it is, and how much more satisfying it is to be in the flow of the universe's work and to be suddenly inspired and watch these miracles just occur right before you because it was the right time and you were in the right place and you listened to your guidance. It's so much more satisfying than when I, in my mind, created a plan and tried to force it to happen. And maybe it happened a little bit. Even if it did come true, it's just not the same as being a part of these incredible transformative miracles that happen when you listen to your guidance and you let God guide you into the plan, you know, of the supreme plan of all, for the highest good of all.
Yeah, and I could say I've definitely had the same experience where I've pushed too hard to try to force something to happen. And maybe it did happen. Maybe it did come about, but almost always it was not so satisfying and didn't really seem as fulfilling as I had expected it to be. But part of it was because I was just using my own will to force it instead of letting it gradually blossom and gradually unfold before me.
Totally. And I think once you've tasted that experience of being kind of a channel for the universe, for the higher divine plan, it's such a delicious energy that you almost will never go back to your own force of will again, because you realize that we're all a part of this web working together. And if we could all surrender to the guidance within and let go of our perceived control, that's really when all the healing that needs to occur on the planet will occur, you know? And I'm in a place now where I specifically want to let go of control because I would rather the universe guide me and be in the flow and watch the amazing things that could happen that are beyond my wildest dreams. So I'm kind of in a place where instead of desiring control, I desire to find out where I am attached to my control, and I'm working on letting that go.
Yeah, and I can say the times in my life when I've been the most disappointed or the most deeply hurt by events as they unfolded were the times when I was trying too hard to take control and attached to control and attached to where I thought I was pushing things to go. And when it didn't turn out that way and I didn't get where I thought I would go, I suffered a great deal of disappointment and even devastation because my attempts to control didn't work.
Well, one thing that just occurred to me is that it's important for us to know that there's a symbolism behind everything that we see. So things are not always what they appear to be. And for example, you might think in your mind, I really want this workshop I'm teaching to go well, or I really want to lose weight because I'll be happy. But you might not know that the workshop failing or you not being able to lose weight will help you transform in a much deeper way, in a much more spiritually evolved way, than if you had the control to just feel pleased and satisfied with what you think you want. And so I think we have to at some point surrender to trusting that there is a plan for us to become more spiritually evolved, and it's not always pretty, and it doesn't always feel good. And you will have to go through some hard lessons in order to get to that space of higher consciousness. But it's worth it. It's more worth it than just having what your ego wants and having the control that you think you should have.
And I wanted to mention, too, that the desire for control can be hidden in some ways and it's much more pervasive than we might realize, because sometimes even when I know I'm listening to guidance, I know I'm following my intuition, my ego still wants to get involved and control that. And my ego wants to control the intuition and wants to control how I act on the guidance I get. And so I find that the surrender you're talking about, it's something like I have to constantly remind myself, let go of that, let go of that. Don't be attached to it. Like, just because you got the intuition to do this and now you're following it doesn't mean that the outcome will be what you think it could be, what you're predicting it might be. Let go of that. Let go of all the attachments and just wait and see what does come about.
That's exactly right. It's the attachment to the outcome that we have to let go of, because you should still follow your inspiration, follow your intuition, but that still might not guarantee whatever success you think you should be earning or whatever result you think you want to happen. For me, I've been working on a project making original guided meditations for an app, and I've been working on a lot of other stuff. I'm recording my first ever debut EP of my original music, and I've got a lot of awesome things going on and exciting projects. And last Friday, I just suddenly felt like I was getting sick. Like, I had been on fire for like a couple weeks in a row of just this like super intense energy going through me. And suddenly my body just said, no, stop, you know, and I had to cancel some things I was planning on doing. And in my mind, it's like, but these are all important things. Like, I'm supposed to be doing these things. This is divinely guided, like, ideas and projects. But I had to surrender to my body saying, we need rest. You know, you have plenty of time for these projects, but now is the time to rest. And by just surrendering and allowing myself to sleep and rest and do nothing and be present with myself and be really in my feminine space, my feminine energy of receptivity, my body recovered within a day. And by that evening, I felt fine and I was able to continue on the next day. But if I had pushed through and tried to force through, you know, the illness and say like, no, I'm busy, I have plans, I probably would have been sick for days, you know. So that was an interesting example of how when you do surrender, sometimes you can sort of accelerate the process of whatever thing it is that you're kind of not wanting to experience. It may not last as long if you just allow it.
Mm-hmm. And I love that you mentioned being present with yourself, because I was thinking it's what the ego does when an inspiration comes in the moment that we start to work on or start to act on. The ego immediately jumps to the future, immediately. Goes to the future and tries to figure out, oh, I wonder where this is headed. I wonder what will come about because of this. Like, oh, I wonder if I'll sell a lot of books, or I wonder, you know, like the ego starts imagining the future, which is the wrong energy to have. And so you are exactly right to describe just being present. Stay in the present moment. I have this inspiration. I'm acting on it right now and working on it. And who knows where it's headed? Who knows what will happen? And kind of holding back a little bit that future dreaming that the ego loves to do, and pulling back a little bit from that to say, what's most important is that I have my energy right here, right now, in this moment, so I can do whatever is right for me right now.
Yeah, I remember when I was laying in bed that day, it was a beautiful Friday afternoon, or it was a beautiful Friday. It was sunny. Everybody was like, there was energy bustling like outside in San Diego. And I was cooped up in my dark room laying in bed. And I remembered thinking like, what the hell? Like, I'm not able to just enjoy this day. But then I had to stop that thought. And I thought, you know what? This is my reality. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. This is my present moment. And the most important thing for me to do is be here now. And allow this time to rest. And it doesn't matter if no one else is sick. It doesn't matter if anybody else is healthier or more successful than I am today. What matters is that I am here for myself, and I trust that every experience is just as valuable and is just as important and meaningful for me as any positive experience. You know, I have to take the bad with the good. And this experience is valuable to me in my growth and in my process. And so I'm not going to judge it, and I'm not going to wish I wasn't here. I'm going to just embrace it. And that really helps.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, when, as we've mentioned, the word surrender, I want to make sure to clarify that surrendering doesn't mean that you give up and don't do anything. Because a lot of times I hear people responding to the word surrender as if it just means that you stop everything, like, forget it, I'm going to sit on the couch, I'm not doing anything, I surrender. But surrender actually means that you're actively working in the present moment on whatever is right in front of you right now. You're staying engaged in the moment with whatever's happening to you, not completely giving up. You're just letting go of all of those attachments that are pushing you into the future. You're pulling that energy back in so you can stay engaged in the present moment. And that's what surrender really is.
Yes, I love that. That is so cool. That reminds me of a visual that I had recently about this issue of control, and I just made a Meditation Monday video about it. And if you want to watch that video, I just kind of explain this concept in more detail and guide you through a visualization of it. So if you'd like, you can check out this video in our show notes. I'll post a link. But I basically had a visual that it felt to me like change was coming at me so fast that I could hardly keep up with it. And so many intense things were going on in my life at a certain point, like when my friend Marchand died and then another girl from my high school died, and just so many things were happening at once. And it felt like, how am I expected to keep up with this? How am I supposed to absorb all of this change? And it felt like I'm walking on this path, on this road, and it keeps getting faster and faster, like a treadmill, and I'm having to start running and sprinting to keep up with the path that's moving so quickly, all this change, all of these things happening in my life. And then I realized I can't run any faster. How am I going to do this? And then I had the thought of just taking my feet off the ground, floating and rising above all of it. And I was like, oh my God, it's so much easier to just disconnect, rise above, and float above it all. And it doesn't matter how fast things are moving beneath me, because I am seeing it from a higher perspective, and I'm allowing it to happen. I'm not attached to every single step that I take. I'm not connected to every single outcome that happens on this path below me. I just rise above it, and I view it with acceptance. And that's kind of like what you were saying about surrender. I'm not giving up. I'm engaging by letting things and allowing things to occur and allowing change. And by simply just rising above it and taking my feet off the ground, it doesn't matter, you know, how fast I take these steps, because I'm kind of accelerating my own ability to absorb change. And I just found that visual to be so helpful to me energetically in letting go.
I love that idea of allowing the change to happen instead of resisting it, because when we resist change, that's when we actually exhaust ourselves and stress ourselves out, because it takes a huge amount of energy to resist what's happening around us and what's trying to unfold. And it just occurred to me, I mean, as a doctor, that in Western medicine, so often what we're doing when illness comes, like when you were ill last Friday, is we're resisting the illness, and we're trying to stop the illness. We're trying to stop the change that illness is bringing into our life. We're trying to interfere with the process and resist it, and that we actually make it harder for people to recover in some ways when we have that mindset of, you know, sometimes we need to allow the illness to be there when it is there, because it serves a purpose for some reason. And we need to have more of an attitude of allowing instead of resisting.
And that's exactly why, you know, we think we have control. Like, we should be able to stop these things from happening. We think we should be able to stop illness. We should be able to stop negative feelings and emotions from coming up. But the truth is, our real power and our real control within lies in our ability to completely open ourselves to experiences, open ourselves to change and to emotions. And it's like we become, we've talked about this before, but we open up our bodies and our energy fields to become big channels through which emotion and growth and ideas can flow through without resistance. And the more you open yourself to an experience, to a change, or to a feeling, the faster it can flow through you and be released. And so our true control, our true power lies in being so open and so willing to experience the ups and downs, the highs and lows, the light and the dark, and let it completely pour through us. And when we stop resisting it, we stop suffering through it. And that really is control beyond what our ego can even understand.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. And I think we have to remember that it's a constant process. We are constantly given opportunities to learn this. So probably every day there will be multiple times when we start to take control or we start to resist what's happening around us instead of staying in the flow and instead of surrendering to it. So remember that it's not really something that you conquer at one time and suddenly you're on top of it and you're not trying to control the universe anymore, but it's an ongoing process of constant opportunities to surrender more and let go of expectations even more and continue to be a better and better channel for what wants to come through you.
Well, I want to just ask a quick question and bring up the topic of, you know, the law of attraction and manifesting things, because that's such a popular topic now in our world, especially for spiritual people. I know that a lot of people are a little bit attached to that idea of being able to manifest what they want in their lives and thinking that it's up to them to attract what they want. And I think that's a really tricky place to be. And it does lead to a lot of confusion and disappointment. I mean, what do you think, Mom?
Yeah, well, I think the ego loves the idea that it could decide what it wants and manifest it and create it in the moment. I think the ego really attaches to that idea. And I think the law of attraction and manifestation, it's much more we actually co-create with the universe when we surrender and when we let go of our own ideas of how things should be or our desires or what we want, when we actually get in the flow with the universe and accept and allow whatever's happening right now, that's when we become co-creators, because we have physical bodies and power and strength and the means of creating whatever the universe is trying to bring forth on the planet. We're able to be the co-creators because we're here in this physical form. But we have to get our own minds and our egos to cooperate with that process instead of trying to control what the outcome is and trying to make something happen that we see with our limited minds. So I think the law of attraction and manifestation is actually much more about surrender than it is about creating something that we decide we want.
Yes. That is so well said. And it reminded me that we came here to be tools and vessels for the divine. We didn't come here to be humans with minds who want to choose a bunch of things and make this perfect life for ourselves. So we have to remember our role as being helpers of the divine plan. And like you said, as soon as you do surrender to that divine plan and that divine flow, that's where you start to be able to co-create and manifest. And I remember reading in a really awesome book that God will not give someone limitless power if they have not learned to master themselves yet. You know, if you are still wrapped up in your ego, thinking of what would make you happy and what you want and all these attachments to things you think you need, you are not ready for limitless power to create and to be a pure channel of the divine. It really takes surrendering every single part of the self and every part of the ego until you are ready to receive that limitless power. And from that place, you would only choose what's in the highest good for all. You know, you would never try to manifest a Ferrari for yourself or, you know, something that's really earthly, because you, when you're at that point, you recognize what would be healing and beneficial for all. And so we only reach that amount of power and that amount of control when we've reached that level of spiritual maturity. And I would say maybe none of us are there yet.
Yeah. And you're right. Every single time that we grapple with the idea of control, and every single time we try to force something to work that doesn't work out and we feel that disappointment, it's a new opportunity to say, to look within and say, aha, this is where I've been holding on too much. This is where I have attachments. And this is the next place, the next thing I need to work on within myself. And to not be disappointed that we don't have all of the divine power yet, but simply to see it all as, oh, well, this is the next lesson. This is the next thing for me. And I'll keep working and I'll keep growing and I'll keep learning.
That reminds me of a few months ago, I was backing out of my driveway and I accidentally scraped the side of my car along this little brick ledge, this little brick wall that was next to my driveway. And I was so frustrated at first, feeling like, why did this happen? Why did this need to happen? Like, what was the lesson in it for me? I mean, was I in too much of a hurry? Was I just being stupid and not paying attention? And then it clicked for me that, aha, this is just one more thing that I was attached to. I was attached to having the perfect car. I was attached to having control over my car and the ability to keep it, you know, the way it was. And then when, once I was able to see that, like, oh, I was just attached to this, and this is the universe showing me this is one more thing I need to let go of. And so I made the choice to not invest any more energy feeling bad about it. And I said, okay, that's one more thing I can let go of. It's fine if my car is scraped. It's fine if I lose my car someday. It's fine if I don't have everything the way I'd like it. I'm letting go of this attachment, and I choose not to waste any more energy feeling bad about it or feeling guilty about it. And that was a really empowering experience for me.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. And that's a tough thing to do. That doesn't come naturally to us. I mean, that takes a lot of work and insight and willingness to just gather up all of the emotions that are rising up within you and go inside and be able to find a place of comfort and peace in spite of what has just gone wrong around you.
Yeah, most of us would spend days feeling bad about it and talking about it and complaining about it. And I mean, I think that's something it's important for us to recognize is every time you share something verbally with another person, you're putting it more into reality than it was before. And so if there's some drama going on in your life and you want to decrease it, don't even talk about it. Don't even invest that much energy into it that it becomes a reality of spoken word. Let it go, surrender to it, and try to release your thoughts about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, even neurologically, in the way the brain operates, the more you relive a negative experience by talking about it and telling other people and describing the story over and over again, the deeper a little pathway that you create in your brain for that negative response, for negative memories and then negative emotions that arise around those memories. So you're really right. The more you can make light of things and let it go and not overreact to it, the better you will be in the future, because you won't be carrying around deep-seated memories that take a lot of work to actually reverse.
Yeah, they really store our energy in our pain and our past memories. The more that you, like you said, the more that you're willing to turn it into something positive, the more you increase a neural pathway in your brain to then support yourself through the struggles of life. Then you have, you know, your own brain has more resources for how to feel positive and how to surrender and how to let go of things, because you increasingly tap into that neural pathway that helps you think positive, let go of those thoughts, stop wasting energy. So it's cool that you brought that up. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the studies have shown that the brain holds on to negative memories 10 times more strongly than positive memories. And part of that is just our protective mechanism, because the brain thinks if something negative happened, that could be a danger to me. So I need to remember it so that I can prevent that from happening in the future. But what that means is we have to have 10 times as many positive experiences to overcome one negative memory that we've held onto and stored in our brain. So what you said is exactly right. Don't store it in the first place. Don't give that power to it. Don't entrench it within your brain and then have to go back and spend 10 times as much time trying to undo it.
And I think, you know, going back to that situation of like me scraping up my car, it's okay to ask the questions like, why did it happen? Was it my fault? Is there something I could do differently? Is there something I should learn from this? And it's good to ask those questions, because sometimes you might find, there was a significant message for me in this experience where I needed to learn to slow down, or I needed to, I was thinking a really self-deprecating thought at the time, and that was just a message for me to clear away that energy. And sometimes there will be no clear lesson involved. And those especially are the moments when we learn to surrender. It's like, I don't see why this could have happened. I don't understand the meaning of it or what lesson was involved, except that I do need to surrender. This, I can see that I'm attached to this, and this is just the universe showing me one more place where I can learn to surrender and let go and trust in my experiences and love myself more through this experience.
And I think that is the most important key to remember, is to keep loving yourself no matter what. Every time you find yourself trying to take control too much, just keep loving yourself. Every time it's hard to surrender and let go of your attachments, keep loving yourself.
That's always what it comes down to. And we keep forgetting to say this, but it's just life.
Exactly.
That's the name of our podcast, and we always forget to just say, like, you know what? It's just life.
Yeah, because this is how life is. It's exactly like this. It's like one opportunity after another to learn and grow, and many of those opportunities are frustrating or painful or difficult, but it's just how life works, and it's just what's there for us that we can grab a hold of and make the most of it, make the best we can with what we have.
And trust me, you will enjoy your control a lot more when you have mastered your own needs and desires of your ego. You will enjoy the power, the divine power of the universe, so much more than you think you would, you know, having control with your ego. So it's worth it to surrender, and it's worth it to allow whatever comes into your experience to be there and let it change you.
Exactly. Wow, that's really beautiful, Gia, and thanks for remembering that it's just life.
Yep. Well, guys, be sure to check out our show notes if you want to check out the Meditation Monday video where I talked about rising above the path in order to release your control.
And I'll share a blog on how to cope with change. I think that's a good topic to go along with today's discussion. So also be sure to go to iTunes and leave reviews for our podcast there. That will help us And iTunes will start to show the podcast to more people. They will recommend it to more people if we get some great reviews stacked up for the podcast. So please do that for us too.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening and being a part of our journey. And please leave us a comment if you have anything you'd like to add or ask us. We're here for you and we can't wait to hear from you.
Yeah. Until next week, take care and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to It's Just Life podcast. Be sure to tune in to our weekly episodes, share them with your friends, and leave us a comment. Until next time, remember, it's just life.